Nothing makes beer taste better than cool, clear Rocky Mountain spring water.
Yeah! Another successful intro made on the fly by Casual Lit producer, not Chris Webb.
Take
miss,
that.
Miss you, Chris. Miss you so much. Big
when
show.
Are you coming back?
Never. Big show for today. We got we got nothing. Nothing. COVID news? No. Just playing. Racism? Nope. Just playing. I watched the Samsung event today. We got a couple movie things to talk about. Games, whatever. But yeah, this is Casual Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Rody.
I'm Caitlin.
Woo!
Let's ow! See.
Anybody have any fun this week?
Fun? Hell no.
No?
No. No.
That's terrible.
I scraped my floor all week long.
It's too bad you didn't invite a bunch of people over and offer beer and hang out and then put us to work.
I definitely should have. If I would have known the amount of work that went into it, I would have.
That is how our other friend, that's how he operates.
Yeah.
Jay.
Hey, come over and drink a beer and watch me work. Hey, can you hand me that?
That's exactly how it... Hey, let's go ahead and put this huge-ass plywood up in my garage. I was like, what are we doing? Decking my attic? We're supposed to be partying.
Hey, since you're standing there, do you mind nailing this in while I hold it in place? What? I've never used this before. Nah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I think he's allergic to not working, but that's my opinion there, I guess. But we went to the lake.
Oh, yeah, we did. On
social distance.
Nice. Weatherford Lake?
Yeah. McKay Lake on Sunday.
Possum Kingdom, Rody.
I will never go on a boat again.
Who's driving?
Throwing that out there. Jason's mother's boyfriend. I don't know why I paused there. Greg.
Oh, Greg.
But I get very motion sick on really literally anything. And I took Dramamine and then I was fine until we anchored to eat lunch because we couldn't find the public dock that we used the last time we went.
So we didn't.
And when the boat starts rocking in the waves, no.
Okay.
I'm out. I'm done.
When you initially started the story, I thought he tonied it up.
Oh, no. He was great. He did great. I just can't handle it.
He was doing donuts in his boat to impress people.
No, I can't even handle it. I even got in the water when it was time for lunch, and in the water, the waves were making me sick. And I was like, okay, well, I'm dying apparently. So, yeah, the older I get, the worse motion sickness happens.
I can't wait to go to Six Flags with kids.
Y'all will ride the rides, and I will stand there and hold the purses.
Gotta take the Dramamine.
I took two on Sunday.
Gotta take them hours before, not right before.
I think they have patches now, too.
Yeah, yeah. That's
those
what
are
you
prescription.
No.
You have to have a prescription for them.
Are you
I
sure?
looked at multiple stores.
I do not believe you.
Because when I went out on that lake swamp tour with my parents, I looked.
There you go. Bam. Look at that. Walmart right now. 10 piece.
What?
$8.99. 10-piece motion sickness patch for morning sickness, travel, and car sickness, dizzy patch, nausea.
Order now. Only four left.
Oh,
Walmart's,
well.
Walmart's descriptions on items are just crazy.
Someone informed me that they were...
maybe the actual...
only. Dramamine.
Yeah, brand.
Yeah.
No. No, 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 no. I don't know. Probably. Mood stabilizer, vitamin patch, 30-day supply.
Ooh.
Connor definitely had a lot of fun on the boat, though.
I thought so.
Did he?
He loves to be in the water, and he had fun playing. When I went with my parents, I took him on the boat that was friends of theirs, and it was a pontoon boat, but the edge was just railing in some spots. Or it was solid and then a gap and then a rail. I felt like you could get out of that boat a lot more. Then this one, it was solid. The doors you had to lift up to get out. And so it was more, he could walk around and not have to be held on to the entire time. So that was nice.
And he doesn't have the rational fear of not being able to see what's underneath him.
I immediately thought that when I got into the water as well. fish is going to touch me.
As I've gotten older, I'm if I can't see beneath me, I'm not getting in that fucking water.
Oh, I never have liked that. I never like getting in the lake or the ocean because I'm like, what if there's like a, I don't know, a shark or, I mean, I grew up in Weatherford and we would swim in the Brazos River and I don't know if it's true or not. There was always stories about like 8-foot gar swimming in the river and they were going to eat you. And so, no, no, no.
But only if you were a bad kid.
Yeah. I just am not, I'm not about that anymore. Ever.
They're going to eat you.
Yep. I mean, when we took our honeymoon in Cancun for 7 days, we got on the ocean one time.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan. And then plus, when the water hits you in the face, you're like, it's so salty.
Yeah, yeah. No, we just stayed in the pool.
My eyes burn. How do people surf in this?
I know, I do not like it.
And that's part of what's wrong with the news, too, because they always report people being drowning and getting attacked by sharks, even though it's like one in a million. So I look at the water, I'm like, oh, no, I saw three people died in that water.
I don't even care if it's a shark. Staying if it's a there. Fish, I don't want it to touch me.
Fish are cool.
I don't even care. I just don't want, I don't want to be in water that I can't see and something touch me because I don't know what it is.
Really?
Yeah. You don't know what's down there.
Yeah, I know. I'm just playing, Kaylin. Calm down.
I watched a video the other day. People were floating the river and these guys had their scuba gear on and stayed under the water. And as people went by, they grabbed their foot and scared people. All day long.
That's funny.
That's the new wave culture of like TikTok and crap. The stuff you love. No, that's what they do on there. There was these idiots in a hardware store going around hitting people with the air gun with the blower. Oh my God. This one dude about punched him out. I was just like, I will kill you.
Yeah.
I do not want to be a subject of any of those stupid pranks. Doing it for the gram.
In better news, Who's the Boss is getting a reboot.
Hey, you're not supposed to. We're not to TV yet, Rhodey. Number one, that's number one. Number two, you're still in my ship, bro. There's all kinds of TV news that happened today that I did not see. Freaking Ren Stimpy's coming back.
Ooh, gross. With a controversial creator.
Controversial creator. He gone.
That
he
probably gone. Means it will be worse.
So I don't know.
Was that show ever good?
Ren Stimpy? Yeah, I loved it. It was funny when you were a kid.
No.
Yeah. You didn't watch it when you were a kid.
Yeah, lots of booger and fart jokes.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I also saw that a new Rob Zombie movie hit streaming services today.
Ooh.
It looked terrible.
Well,
like I watched the trailer. It looked bad. It's like 31, meant 31 something. It's like a game that you 31.
The opening scene is, would you like to play a game?
It's very close. You're not far off, dude.
No?
Nope. I was like, ooh, yeah.
Now I'm good.
I was not impressed and very disappointed. I was like, I have no desire to watch this, which sucks. But Rob Zombie hasn't really made a good movie since the first Devil's Rejects. And even that was kind of a ripoff of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So a lot of people like the Halloween ones that he did. I didn't necessarily hate them or love them. It's kind of like whatever.
31. Just 31.
I just learned that Rob Zombie is 5'10" and 55 years old.
Yep.
Interesting.
What's even more depressing is looking at Alice Cooper now in makeup.
That does sound pretty bad. I wouldn't want to see it like Gene Simmons in his outfit. No thanks. Yeah, it is. Just called 31. You looked it up?
It was down in the far right corner.
Oh, wow. This is from 2016.
Oh,
what good. If it just got released or if I'm just a moron? Probably late to the game. Apologize, folks. But look, you can tell it's bad because they literally had to advertise it as a Rob Zombie film at the bottom of the poster.
Nice.
Instead of just like, hey, here's a new movie. They had to put Rob Zombie movie. But yeah, I look really stupid. So I didn't watch it.
I'm surprised there's as much of a plot in that wiki page as there is.
I'm wondering if his wife, I'm sure. Yep, Sherry Moon Zombie, of course. Of course she's in it.
Is that their actual legal last name?
I believe so.
He changed his last name to Zombie.
Well, he just said Sherry Moon Zombie. So,
well, I mean, that can be your film Actors Guild name.
I would change my name too. His real name is Robert Bartley Cummings. He was born and raised in Haverhill, Massachusetts, United States. Interesting. Oh, his younger brother Michael David Cummings, the lead singer of Power Man 5K. I had no idea. I always thought that was Edema, Jonathan Davis. I had no idea. Did you know that?
Uh huh.
Well, don't I feel like a doofus?
That first album was all right. When Worlds Collide.
Yep. That was about it, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Not much else came after that.
Not a very good band. But, yeah, TV, man. Did we talk about American Horror Story last week?
We did not.
We started it.
Yeah, we...
The very first one?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Hammered through the first season.
How was it?
The first season was good. But, okay, so the first night that we watched it, I had the weirdest dreams that whole night. But then once they get into it and you kind of, like, are introduced to all of the characters...
Is it more psychological than it is, like...
I don't know. It's kind of like... Because each season is different. And that first season is about, like, a haunted murder house. And it's just, like... You know, the Paranormal Activity kind of movies, that mm-hmm. kind of thing, but better. So you like see something standing around the corner behind them and things like that.
A lot of jump scares.
Yeah. It was good. We're on the second season now, which is Asylum, I believe is the name of it. And it's about this.
Yeah, because it's an anthology series, so each season is like its own thing.
Yeah.
With the same actors, which
some
is
of
weird.
Them have the same character. Later on in the series, they're not the same ones, but it is weird, like watching them in one and then going to the next one. You're like, wait a second, you were a child in the last one, and now you're like a adult.
Yeah, probably didn't bother you as much as when you weren't binging it.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Oh, you wait 8 months, watch the next episode. You're like, is that the same actor?
This one, this second season is pretty interesting, though. It took a while to get into it, but that's pretty good. Yeah.
Were y'all the ones that told me about I'm Sorry?
I'm Sorry?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
So Lisa found the show called I'm Sorry that was originally shown on True TV, but is on Netflix.
Okay.
And it has Jason Mendoza in it. Huh. And the main character is, I can't remember her name, but she reminds me of Jane Lynch.
Who's Jane Lynch? I love Jane Lynch. Caitlin hates Jane Lynch.
What?
Who is that? Which
She's
one is
the
she?
The old lady that you hate in every... I mean...
What's she in?
Everything.
Glee.
She's I've never Glee. Seen an episode of Glee.
You've never seen Glee?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Caitlin, you should know who people are that you don't like.
Oh, that's her name?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I hate her.
But a younger version. But, like, her mannerisms
Ugh.
And the way she talks, I'm like, oh, my God, that's Jane Lynch.
I would hate that.
I would love
that. That lady is so annoying.
But they're two comedy writers... And it's just like daily stuff that happens to her. But it's actually pretty funny.
Holy crap. It's also got this dude in it.
It does.
From, he played with Mark Paul Zach and they were in college. And if your roommate committed suicide, you wouldn't have to graduate. You would get your grades. Didn't
drop
matter.
Dead something, right?
No, drop dead. God dang it. What was that movie called? That's cool that he's in it too.
Drop dead Fred.
No.
Tom Everett, that guy?
Yeah. I cannot remember the name of that movie. Dead Man on Campus.
Yep,
there it
that's
is.
It.
I liked that movie.
He was also the American Werewolf in Paris guy,
yes,
wasn't
he? Yes, he was, yep. And I'll never forget about that scene when they were about to do it, because when we were, what, 16, 17? And then she goes to bite him, and the Bush song starts, "Nothing hurts like your mouth." She's like biting him. It's so stupid, American Werewolf in Paris.
Oh, but the main character has like a 5-year-old and she tries to parent her. And like one of the first scenes is her talking about having a baby and her trying to explain how babies come out and all that stuff. And it's actually pretty good. Y'all should give it a watch or two. Huh.
It's on the old Netflixer.
It is.
And it's called
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. And I feel bad because everybody knows this dude from That Thing You Do. I forgot he was in that. There's a lot. That movie has like a cult following. I don't know if y'all know that, but whew, there are people out there that wish that band was real.
Do I mean, they
that
were,
thing
they
you
were pretty
do.
Good songs.
Mm-hmm. Do That Thing You Do. They reunited like a year ago and played the song. It was pretty funny. Oh, Tom Hanks. But anyways. I'll check that out. I love all those actors.
It's pretty dirty, but I think you'll like it.
I like everybody. That's all it takes. I'm in. This name, somebody named Piper, isn't it? Is this? No, okay. I always hear Piper and all I can think about is Coyote Ugly. Also, that movie just turned 20 and there was a whole article about it. It was pretty interesting, I guess. Just like, what was it really like to work at Coyote Ugly? I'm like, yeah, I don't care about that. Hmm. What was this first beer you poured us?
This is a division brew called Forming the Void. It's a Imperial IPA with Citra, Mosaic, and Nugget hops. 8.5%. I like it.
Oh, I like it a lot, actually. It's very balanced. It's very beautiful. Oh, I like it.
You know, I went there today, and they're already out of that the butterfly, the Bruce Lieber.
Damn. Good on them. That's crazy, because it's only been, what, a week?
Yeah.
Good on them. That's great. I'm actually, like, really excited, so I didn't think. It's division. It's like, why am I surprised? They make the best beer, some of the best beer.
And then we're still going through the new girl. We got to the first episode where Coach comes back.
Ah.
So I think we're in the middle of season 3 now.
I like it when they're all together. A lot of people didn't like it when they were all 4 there, but I love it.
Yeah, I like it.
Love it. Oh, good news for Caitlin, Chip, and Joanna of Gaines Reveal. Fixer Upper's coming back.
Ooh.
Yeah, I love that show. Come
Why would they not renew it?
I can't watch any of that
stuff. They
took
a break because she was pregnant, I think.
I don't like watching anything that makes me envious. I don't like that feeling. Like, you're seeing them build some rich person's house. I'm like, oh, I wish I could have that.
Well, they don't build rich people's houses.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
They put rich people's stuff in those places. I have seen it, Caitlin. They're not building a little shack for me to go buy for 10 grand.
They aren't building tiny houses.
Nope. So they go and you pick from a couple of houses and then they like design the house and do all these upgrades on it. Yeah. So you pick a shack and they make it better. It costs you extra money to do, but it's not like a $1 million house.
Although last time I checked,
they
shacks,
go for a lot of money.
Shacks
though.
Aren't 2,000 square feet.
Yeah. I think I don't care about that business.
Yeah.
I don't care. Let's spend a second on this. Oh my God, Tony Danza looks like he's going to die.
He really does. What? There was a show he was on recently.
Really? Yeah. Netflix show.
Yeah, he was the dad.
Yeah, I didn't.
Obviously, he was the dad. He wasn't the kid.
It got canceled real quick.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Real quick.
Wasn't it with Joey from Friends? I thought he was like Joey's dad. Episodes? What was it?
Joey from Friends was in something recently because he was all gray-haired.
What was it?
I don't know what the name
I really don't care that much. You don't have to look that up.
This is hilarious. So here's the synopsis. The new comedy will explore generational differences as well as opposing worldviews and parenting styles with the dynamic of a modern family in 2020. That's it. Bam. That's all we know about it.
So lots of bickering. Got it.
Yeah. It's like, so every other show on planet Earth.
Basically.
Can't believe it. Kindergarten Cop 5. Five things that don't make sense.
Okay. I was about to say, it's like, what?
Yeah. Ooh. I don't even.
Ooh, they're putting Mulan on Disney Plus.
That's one thing that I want to talk to you about. I think this is kind of weird. So Disney is going to try this.
Is this racist?
No.
They put this on Disney Plus?
So it's on Disney Plus. So A, number one, you have to have Disney Plus. A, number two, it's $30 extra to rent it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I saw that and I was confused.
Okay, so
like you were paying extra after already paying for the service.
Yeah.
Like,
what? So it's streaming, but it's not streaming unless you pay for it?
Yeah, yep. It's only there if you rent it.
For $30.
And for you're one time viewing.
One time, okay. So it's more than you would do it for going to the actual theater.
Yeah. I don't know if it's one time viewing or not, but.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I know what you're saying, Rodi, and I always think about this. Like, I will not be able to pay for that. But usually when I buy Avengers tickets at midnight, it's over $30 for two of us, pretty much. So I understand that logic. Like if me, Connor, and her were going to the movies, it would be like $35, $40. Connor would want candy, popcorn, and I'd get it for him because he's
Yeah,
so
but
cute.
But they're pricing it like you're having a viewing party when you're not supposed to be having a viewing party.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they, but people are going to do that. That's why they're doing that, is because they know everybody and their grandma, if it was, would, you know, they're going to invite people over.
God damn it. I was actually kind of excited about watching that.
No.
I went to the, see, we can have a viewing party. You and Lisa and Finley can come over and we'll pay, we'll all pay $30 for it.
It's not a cartoon. You won't like it.
No, no, they won't. They will not like it at all.
No, and I'm not going to watch it if they're running around.
So $30, but I mean, that's, I don't know. And we need, I don't even know if we need this to be successful or not. It's like, if we want these Disney movies to come to streaming, we need this to, need it to be successful.
I think it should just be released onto Disney if you already pay for Disney. And if not, then you pay to rent it.
What? But you are paying to rent it. You don't have to pay for Disney Plus. I mean,
no, yeah. I'm saying if you already pay for Disney Plus, it should be free for you.
No, it shouldn't. You have to remember, this they probably spent $200-300 million on this movie. It's not something they can just give away.
I mean, that's not my fault.
No. Well, it's coronavirus that shut down the theaters. I wonder what the, let's see, Mulan budget. I bet you bajillion, 90 million. So that's.
Oh, that ain't. No, that's the original.
Yeah, it's cartoon.
Oh, there it is. I was like, that doesn't sound right.
Here it is, 200 million. Okay. It's the most expensive film ever made by a female director. I don't know why that's important.
Because she's a woman, so.
No, that's.
Anything not, is important about it.
That's not what I meant by that. I mean, I don't care.
Call that, it out.
I mean, that equality.
I don't care who made it. I'm like, who cares? I don't need it to be, you don't need to be singled out. I'm ready to see it. I wonder. Mulan's Hollywood premiere was held on March 9th. So they already premiered it.
Wait, so they got rid of the dragon in this, right?
Yeah.
So what does Eddie Murphy play?
He's not in it.
Okay. So that's just for the cartoon.
He gone. Jesus. When you look at these numbers, Little Mermaid cost $40 million. Lion King cost $45 million. You know how much money they've made off that one Lion King movie?
Yep. And they made Pocahontas for $55 million. And what a mistake that was.
So much money. So much money. I mean, they're still making money off the Lion King.
And said anything about Pocahontas now that it's, you know, everything going on?
Yeah, it happens every day.
Oh.
Every single day.
I don't even pay attention to anything.
That's exactly right. Shouldn't pay attention to it. It's too much business going on. I mean, you could go back in history and pick everything apart. It's not that hard. You can pick it all apart.
I will say, going back as an adult and watching Pocahontas, I don't think it's very children appropriate.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I did love it, though. I loved that movie as a child.
I never did.
All the Colors of the Wind.
Yeah.
I never did. Look at that. Aladdin cost $28 million. Get out of here with your BS. $20 million for Beauty and the Beast. And then it goes to Pixar, and it's like $185 million. Lilo and Stitch cost $80 million. Lilo and Stitch is my favorite Disney movie. Hands down. Stitch is my favorite character of all times. Because he don't give a shh. Oh man, yeah, I don't know. What? I don't know if I want that to be successful. I don't know, man. It's like, on the one hand, it's awesome that these movies can come out now, and you know, it's, they're not going to be held hostage by the theaters. But at the same point, it's like, I don't want to spend $30 on it. I don't know, man. Like, it would have to be a Marvel, like a something like a Spider-Man. I don't know. Nah, I'd pay $30 for Black Widow if it released. I would. You just have to be really into what's coming out to want to spend that kind of money, right?
Right.
Or else just have lots of money where you don't care. Or host a watching party. Everybody give me $2 and we can watch Mulan.
Has that Lonely Island movie come out yet?
Yeah. We reviewed it on the podcast. You were here.
God dang it. What was it called? I still haven't watched it. Was it on Hulu?
Palm Springs, yeah.
It was on Hulu?
Yeah.
God dang it, that's why.
Palm Springs. And it was amazing. You missed it. Yeah.
Well, so, if they'd sell it for $30, I would rent it.
It was pretty good.
You can buy it.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, you just got to go on one of those digital things like Vudu or Google or whatever, man. Buy it. Although, I read another horror story from somebody that had all their PlayStation games on digital and they lost access to their account and lost like $1,500 worth of video games. And I'm like,
how does that happen?
Because somebody hacks your account. Can't get it back. That's how it happens.
She gone.
Yep. And then when they called Sony to get it all straightened out, someone had used the credit card that was attached to the account to spend like $2,000. And they were like, if you pay for this, we'll give you your account back. And he's like, I'm not paying for that. And they're like, you don't get your account back.
Why can't they just like return the $2,000?
Because it's already, so if you buy something from a game, it's already been used. Like if you're on Grand Theft Auto or something.
Oh, I get it. Already gone. I get it.
You can't recoup it. Like you can't bring back the
Why, Ferrari. As an identity thief, would you steal something and then spend money in a virtual game?
16-year-old kids that are bored.
You got like nothing out of that.
Bored. Bored teenagers just being a bunch of jerks. That is exactly how that happens. Well, now I can eat my own words because it's not available on Vudu yet, Brody.
Oh, I'll just rent Christmas in Palm Springs then.
What you need to do is just rent it from old Blockbuster.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't visited Blockbuster in a while. I haven't made it up to Alaska in a few years.
Apparently there's a Selena Chef show coming. Is this on Disney? I know it is. That's what's making me sadder. Oh, good, it's HBO. That's worse. I get sad when Disney Plus puts something out that I really don't want, and I'm like, I don't know why I pay for you, Disney Plus.
Have you watched the Beyonce thing yet?
No.
Show?
Movie? Never going to.
No, it's Black is King. It's a bunch of music videos that are run together, but it's based on the Lion King music or something like that.
It's like a sequel to her other one that she did.
Lemonade.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Where is, what's that on?
Disney Plus. Disney.
Oh, that makes sense.
And it's her and Jay-Z and everybody. It's all music. But for the record, I've never liked Beyonce. None of it. Not a bit of it.
Well, and I just wouldn't be interested in something that just doesn't sound interesting to me.
I was
no matter who it is. Like,
right.
That's just not my forte. So I guess it's kind of like a musical. Sort of.
I guess.
That's weird.
I don't like Beyonce. Didn't like her in Austin Powers. Didn't like her in her
music.
She was
in Austin Powers.
Mm-hmm. You bring a put ring on it. If you should have put a ring on it. I've just never. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think like anything that she's done. Though. I mean, some of Destiny's Child stuff was okay. I'm a survivor. I kind of dug that. But for the most part, just wasn't a big fan of hers.
No.
I like and I don't even like Jay-Z, which is so weird to say. I like four Jay-Z songs.
99 Problems.
That's one of them.
Yeah. I like old Jay-Z.
The Forever Young. That CD with Empire State of Mind was a good CD. Yep, there she is. Austin Powers Gold member.
Huh.
Call it like I see it. I watched Obsessed. That was terrible. Dreamgirls was all right. TikTok thoughts.
Well, it's because she wasn't acting. She was just singing.
What is TikTok thoughts? What?
She put out a bunch of TikToks?
I guess. Whatever. Yeah, I'm just... What do you think, Rhoda? Are you a Destiny's Child fan or a Beyonce fan?
Neither.
Oh. Hey, she wrote an episode of Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist.
Really?
Oh, so they gave her credits for because her song was in it. Say My Name.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of weird, but whatever. Anyways, not a fan.
But she probably didn't write. It's fine.
Not a fan, but yeah, it's big TV, of course. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger because there's no movies or anything going on. I think it's only going to get bigger. They're going to release more and more stuff because cases aren't going down. I don't know if everything's going back to normal. Then of course video games are pumping. I'm trying to I don't know. I think I've decided I'm not buying the PlayStation 5 for a while, so
cuz it's not cheap.
Yeah, this says it's going to be 500.
Oh.
It's fine. And games are finally taking the jump. They're going to be $69.99 instead of $59.
Jeez.
It seems like a lot, but it's been $59 since what? 2000. Even before that. Right.
That content better expand.
I just don't like. I would like to see the exact amount of hours that it takes to make a game like God of War, something that's not online where you're, you know, constantly raking in money,
mm-hmm.
and to see how much, you know, I don't think they make enough money. And I know that sounds crazy because, I mean, I buy them $70 a pop. I mean, I bought this latest Doom. I paid $100 for it, $99.99.
But that was like all the downloadable stuff too, wasn't it?
Yeah. It wasn't worth it. Like, the difference between the $59.99 and the $99.99 wasn't worth it. But I was like, these guys work. This is literally what my thought process was. I've loved Doom since I was 12. Take my money. It's like, and then I found out there was a $300 version where you got a Doom helmet, and I'm sad about that. I should have got the $300 version with the Doom helmet, because that's what I'd be wearing right now, is a Doom helmet. I would go to work in the Doom helmet, and I would sleep next to Caitlin in bed in the Doom helmet.
No, thank you.
But no, I mean, I don't know. I'd like to see, like, as far as the true, how much making a game really costs, like the exact amounts, you know, like the truth. Mm-hmm. Because I figure they pay a lot of programmers a lot of money to make these games, and then they either suck or they don't. And then when you have a flop, like, think about a studio. You put out 12 games a year, and if five of them flop, you know, you're not making your money back on them. Mm-hmm. So then you're upside down. So then you're counting on the winners to cover for the losers, too. So you're not only counting on, hey, we're making a huge profit here, but we lost $600-700 million on these games. So I don't know. Games are very weird. It's a very weird thing to be in. Like, that new Last of Us got blasted on the internet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people hate it. Not because of the game, because of the story. So they were sending the actors and actresses that made a game death threats. This is real.
That makes sense.
One of them doxed. That doxing crap it's nuts. They doxed the actress's lady and took pictures of her house and sent it to her.
But, like, what does she have to do with any of that?
Nothing. People are just morons.
They gave her a script and she read it.
Yeah, it is horrific the way we behave. It's like, oh man, so sad, so sad. But yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna get it or not. I know you're not gonna get it, Rhodey.
Nah,
you're done.
I still gotta play my PS4.
Yeah, you're probably done with.
Although we're getting close to where I can put that in the front room and start actually playing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
I'm hoping by September.
You think that's actually going to happen? You might start playing. Well, yeah. I mean, once your house stuff's done, maybe have some time.
I told Lisa, I was like, as soon as those floors are done, I'm not fucking doing any more manual labor for a month.
I'm taking a month off, and I'm going to play this game.
You can paint this room. I don't care.
Oh, painting. Like, yeah, y'all got all the hard stuff to do. Painting sucks too.
Nah, it'd be easy. I'll just borrow a Jay spray unit.
Just spray everywhere.
Yeah. The hard part is going to find a respirator mask.
Oh. Jay doesn't
wear one of those cloth ones. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
If it blocks the Rona, it'll block the paint, okay?
Exactly. You can find me passed out in the middle of the room.
I mean, yeah.
So many fumes.
That's true, right? Makes sense. Yeah, I don't know, man. So you'll be done with video games? I keep thinking, oh, I'm going to be done with video games, and then I'm not. The new Avengers game that's coming out, PlayStation gets Spider-Man exclusively.
Of course they do.
And people whined about it.
Because they wanted it to be on Xbox?
Yeah, we live in a different world, because the company that makes the game actually had to come out and make a statement about it.
Because Spider-Man's been on PlayStation for how long now?
Yeah, and that's exactly what he said. He said, PlayStation has it. Go talk to them. And people were like, I'm not buying your game.
Owned by Sony still?
Yep.
So who's going to be the person on Xbox?
They won't get an exclusive.
Oh, that sucks for them. They're about to die.
Nope. It's just funny, the whole thing. Xbox, all their games are on PC. So you can play them on PC. You don't have to have an Xbox. Xbox Game Pass. So we can lean this into the new Samsung, the Note and the Note Ultra that are coming out.
Ooh, Ultra.
I watch all this stuff. The Note Ultra, these little beans that you put in your ear, the Galaxy Buds Live. They're little beans. You might be into these beans, Rhodey.
It looks like a bean is what he's trying to say.
They are beans. They don't look like beans. They are beans. And I'm not even saying it right. It is Galaxy Buds Live. Why don't you show me the freaking picture? Yeah, they are little beans that you put in your ears. None of these.
So are. Like that. Well, with that guy right there.
Okay. Little kidneys.
It, those are beans. Like covers the hole and it closes off the hole in your ear, the entire hole.
Yeah, it's so, but it's not a tight seal, so you're not completely correct. But.
Right, because different people have different size ears.
Yes, it does not. No, well, even a person with a so it just rests in there, and they even said kind of said on their thing that that's not what they were going for.
May fall out and get damaged.
Well, no, she said it won't fall out because of the way it sits in there, but I'm still just doubting.
Does it have the piece that goes inside still?
It's a little tiny little thing. I'm trying to find it. I can't believe that. I feel like I've got the name wrong because I'm not finding anything on them.
So they're essentially hearing aids.
That's what they look like, yeah. And she like did a call. Yeah, see, you can kind of see it right there, Kaylin. They're,
yeah, it's I see. Little, it's just a little bitty.
It's not going to be the tight fit that I'm used to. I would hate it because I don't have to listen to everybody talk. It's like the reason I put these in is so I don't have to create conversation with you.
I mean, I think I would kind of like it. Wearing headphones like that for, I don't know, longer than 15 or 20 minutes start to hurt my ear. And so
they said that when they designed them to be worn all day, comfortable, and they designed it so you could still live your life while you wear them.
Yeah.
It's like it's a weird process for headphones. Can't play sports in them. You'll get them knocked right out. But I don't know. I just wear the Dre Beats ones that are for sports when I play basketball. Anyways, the Note Ultra, I don't know if, I think they both are, but the new Notes, you can play Xbox Game Pass on it. We live in a weird world. You can just sit there and play Game Pass on there. This little Note phone can play Xbox games already.
Like, what's the point of that?
For people that can't put games down, like, you put Connor in the back seat, here, play Xbox Live, I'm going to bed.
No.
That's what it's for. Like, you tend to... You write off gamers so fast, though. You just do not care. She hates us. My wife hates gamers.
I didn't realize you were a gamer.
I love games. I'm always playing a game.
I get it. Actually, I don't get it. I didn't grow up playing games. We didn't have any of those consoles. I think the first time I played Super Mario Brothers when I was 19 years old. Like, it's just not something that we did as kids. And so I don't understand the fascination with sitting there for hours and hours doing something over and over to accomplish
it's the same thing nothing. As watching a movie. You're in it. You're actually doing it.
Yeah, I guess.
It's like that days.
Days Gone.
Yeah. It was felt like a story and I was like, oh, I can't wait to see how this ends.
I mean, I could see how those killing games would zombies. Be like a book or a story or something. I get that, but I don't know.
I just like to have my mind stimulated. It's like, oh, I'm actually thinking about something.
Pushing buttons.
you just need to go sit down and try to play a game that's hard and you'll get so frustrated.
No, I'll just push the buttons until I do it right.
That's, yeah, but then you have to think about it.
No, I just hit all of the buttons until it does what I want it to do.
All right, yeah, we'll just play Street Fighter until you beat me. We'll see if mashing the buttons helps you win that.
Eventually it will.
No, I don't think so. What do you think, Rhodey? Her mashing the buttons would ever win a fighting game?
Sometimes. Yeah, I don't know who she's playing against.
Yeah. I was going to say, I guess that's the wrong genre to pick for mashing buttons. I should let you have to do like Shadow of the Colossus with mashing buttons. Something that's a little more strategically involved, like Final Fantasy. There's something about like turn-by-turn battling where you're like, oh, I got to plan this out. Okay, this person's got to do cure. This one does fire. This one does ice. Okay, this one's going to attack. Like planning your battles out. You have to think about it. It's fun, but I digress to you.
Yeah.
And look, all the smart people on Big Bang Theory, they're all playing games. So what does that say? Smart people play games. Okay. Yeah, we're smart. Though I've never played Dungeons & Dragons, and after watching it on Big Bang Theory, I still don't want to play Dungeons & Dragons. I had no idea that it was like a made-up story. Do you know what that even is?
Yeah, the Dungeon Master makes up the story, like, and then...
Wow.
How far are y'all into that now?
Oh, we're done.
We've watched the whole... Oh. Well, no, we didn't watch the... We actually never finished it. Nope. We just started it back over.
We stopped with the last three episodes.
Those are usually the worst ones.
It's a healthy way to do something, to not know how it ends. And I actually do know how it ends because I watched a YouTube video explain it to me.
Well, don't tell me because I don't.
I felt better doing that because I didn't get all sad. It was some idiot talking. I was like, yeah, okay. Didn't get all sad and didn't get all butthurt about it. I hate the endings of shows, man. So, ugh. Ugh, so sad. You're just like, man. Scott sent us a meme this week. That was, or he sent me a meme. It was, I don't know, it was somebody beating a game, and it was like, after I beat the game, I didn't know what to do with my life.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that is kind of how it feels sometimes.
Now what do I do?
Show's over. You're just like, but I'm not done with those characters. And then it's like, well, when would you be done with those characters? Never. I want to watch this show forever.
It's like South Park. We beat that guy. Now what do? Now we play the game.
Yep. Damn. South Park. Hey, they're still going strong, though. South Park's never going away.
Did you hear that Rick and Morty may be going to monthly episodes?
Like one a month?
Mm-hmm.
Good luck to them.
What?
Fuck sticks.
Why? Like, what's the even point of that?
Aha, that's just... Whatever.
To prolong the success.
If we as people don't stand up and put a stop to this model of crap that's happening, it's never going to go away. This, hey, we're going to make a season every 2 or 3 years. The morning show's doing it right now. And it's not because of COVID. They just didn't do it.
Season 4 is getting Netflix released?
That's not for us. The Boys.
God damn it.
The Boys, they did it right. The Amazon, as soon as The Boys was done, the moment it was done, they started season 2. Mm-hmm. Started shooting it. These other places are just like, meh. We'll do it when we feel like it.
When's that supposed to be released? It's soon, isn't it?
Yeah. September. No, I think it might be even August. Pretty excited about that. If we don't put a stop to it and stop, I can't wait for it to, like, Game of Thrones did it, Walking Dead does it. Okay, we'll just wait 2 years for the next season comes out. Anyways, whatever. 2 days ago. And me and Bray were, a friend of mine, Bray, were talking about all the half-hour comedies that come out on Netflix and Hulu and all this stuff, and how they're only like 5 episodes or 10 episodes. They're just like, hey, we don't care.
Which is silly, because it's like, I'm not even going to waste my time going back. I'm not going to remember what happened, and what's the point of that?
Or their part one, part two crap that they did with Full House, and they did with that ranch show with Kelso or...
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. Dumb. So we're drinking Idaho's Transmissions from Idaho 7, an IPA from Division. I did not know it's Pale Ale, sorry. I did not know that it was that low in the ABV.
Yeah, no, it's for Pale Ale, this is fantastic.
Yeah, it's tastes like a lower IPA. Delicious. 4.8%, 38 IBUs. It has Idaho 7, El Dorado, and Citra hops. It is freaking delicious.
This is a pull beer. Drink it all day.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And it has the hoppy flavor, and it tastes delicious. I really, really enjoy it. Division has sponsored our last 3 podcasts.
That's true.
It's fine with me. You can stop there all day, Rudy.
Yeah. Take that, Cheesy Boys.
Cheesy Boys?
Cheetos, Cheesy Boys.
Oh, yeah. I almost brought that up earlier, but we stopped. We're going to talk about, we mentioned it last week, or I don't even know if we did. I don't care. Martinell spent a lot of time in a lab and money and stuff and came up with the Cheetos beer that's sour.
Yep. Rigorous study.
Who would pick up a bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos and be like, we should make sour beer out of this? I don't care.
Spicy sour beer.
I don't care. I don't even know if it's spicy anymore. Well, I mean, one person on there
did that just come out?
Yeah, today or yesterday.
I'm not gonna lie. I would like to try it just because it is a weird beer. But like, I want one of them. I don't want a 6-pack.
Hey, we just found Martin House's audience.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The cool part is you're like 5 miles away from it.
But also, I like Flamin' Hot Cheetos, so.
But it's always sold out when we go.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. They sell out in 5 hours, and I'm like, well, sorry, I have a job.
It's actually true. They sell out of everything really quick. Really quick. Because they make so little of it. But what do I know about that? How can you post something for sale and then 20 minutes later, oh, it's sold out. Is it? Or are you just hopping it up? Trying to see. They have the menu on the... If you go on Untappd Martinez, you can see their menu and what's for sale. But I don't know how to do that from here, apparently.
That's crazy that the brewery has only a 3.79 rating.
I should tell you something.
It's higher than I would have thought it was. Just because they've made so much weird stuff. So, see, this is right here is life in the Untappd. Somebody drank a Imperial Salty Lady and wrote Salty AF and gave it 1 star.
I mean, it's called a Salty Lady, guy. What the heck?
Bro.
People are dumb.
Is that a salsa verde?
There it is.
Hey, somebody pretty good, pretty hot. Almost five stars. I guess if you went today, you got a...
Okay, see what else Annie...
Bag of Flaming Hot.
See what else Annie likes.
That's dangerous territory.
This is my curiosity now.
All Martin.
That's not Martin House. All Martin House.
That is all she checks into. She must work there. I do not believe you, Annie. Annie, are you okay? Are you okay? People just love that artwork. They don't care about the
beer.
What
is that for?
This one that...
I have that beer, by the way.
Cold Toys, Coitus. Key Lime Pie.
Coitus?
Key Lime Pie.
Definitely Coitus.
It's not Coitus. It is absolutely not that. Jenny, are you okay? I cannot find the menu. Maybe it's only on the app, but I go in there and look, and it'll show you what they have on the... I guess that, since David and Amanda from New Main Brewing and former co-host of this podcast moved away, at least he's far away from Martin House. I'm so jealous of you right now, Burrow. So far away from this. No. All good. Martin House has made some good ones. They have. We know that. Joke. I kid a lot. Whatever. I'm not eating your hot Cheetos beer. Maybe we'll get lucky and Art will drink it and tell us, hey, it's so good. You guys should get some. And then I'll be like, damn it, Art, I have to trust you.
Is it the salty lady that they've made hot Cheeto beer?
No.
What beer did they make?
It says, it's a sour. It just says, here it is. Cheese B-O-I-S, 5.2 sour beer.
Cheese boys.
Yeah, sour beer. A lot of people have checked into it so far.
Yeah,
what's
that like color boys. Doesn't look very good either.
That red? Ugh. Looks like Kool-Aid.
I'm out. No. That looks so bad.
Well, this guy gave it a half, not even a half. That's like a quarter. It's getting four. Well, someone gave it all five there. Kelly G said, was I right or was I right? You were right, Kelly.
Whoa.
You were right. Somebody got a Flamin' Hot Cheese corn dog with it.
That's a thing?
Yeah, they put the corn dogs out with it. See?
Nice.
So, hey, this beer might not sell. What do you want to do? Make corn dogs with it.
Right.
Just attacking. I still, one day, I'm just going to walk up to Cody. Where do you come up with these stupid effing ideas?
I would like to sit in on one of your roundtable meetings.
Then he'll block me like he blocked Jay.
On what, Facebook?
Yeah, Jay's blocked from Martin's Facebook.
Why?
For harassing them about their dumb beers. Sad part is he wasn't even serious, but it's just funny to me. I mean, I've checked into a lot of these Martin's brews. Not this one, apparently. But anyways, I digress. Martin's, if anybody's tried it, comment, send us a message. Let us know what you think of the fiery, crunchy cheese boys. Martin House Brewing sour beer. Here it is. It's already got 19 check-ins. Maybe I'll try to go pick it up tomorrow already. I won't. Spoiler alert. Or I'll tell you, hey, I went.
I will.
You share your location with me. I can just look.
I'll force y'all to drink all four of them.
Is it come only in a 4-pack?
They all do.
Oh, that's better. Well, no, because that lemon icebox cheesecake one I bought or whatever was a 6-pack, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, but these are 16-ounce cans.
Oh, gotcha.
These aren't 12-ounce cans. See, it's taller than the pint glass. There it is. Hey, I found the beer menu finally. Guess they changed it to a tapper. No, I did not find it.
Yeah, you have to search under venue or something like that.
Y'all are putting me to sleep trying to find this. But anyways, I think that about wraps it up. Got any big new anything coming up? Big? Nope. No theater movies coming. That movie got pushed. Or it's coming out in Europe now, whatever it is. Tenet.
Tenet.
Mm-hmm. So I guess Europe, you can go to the movies. Sports, basketball is still rolling. I like it. Football, I read something the other day that said college football is about to be canceled.
I just don't see how you're going to have people that aren't professionals play the season.
Huh.
And like the schools were trying to make them sign waivers about if they got coronavirus, sorry about your bad luck. And the NCAA had to step in and say, no, you're going to pay the medical bills if they get coronavirus.
Damn. I can't imagine missing a whole year of eligibility. I still can't wait to see how the NBA draft goes after the season's over. It's like, I think you were good 8 months ago.
Right.
Baseball's still rolling, though. I'm actually going to Funky Picnic to watch a baseball game.
Woo! Ooh.
With our good buddy Michael Harper. Pretty excited.
Why wasn't I invited?
Something about not liking you. I don't know. We argue about it a lot.
You're not one of the boys.
Is his co-host there? Is that why?
I don't know. It's a good, it's a good question, though. Might have to check on that. Be a yell and screaming match then, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Which the Rangers, they didn't play today, did they? No.
Yeah, they played today.
Oh, they're on the freaking West Coast, so it won't be till like midnight.
Yeah, they play the A's. I think it's 8 o'clock today.
Yep. Oh, it's bottom of the first. Hey, Rangers are winning.
All right, that'll change. That'll be the only run shit they score today, though.
Yep, and it wasn't by Joey Gallo, so nothing matters.
Oh, Chu hit a home run.
But yeah, no, sports are rolling. Things are rolling. Check out the Galaxy stuff if you're into Android stuff. They got the new tablet. It was pretty cool. The two phones are cool. But I was right, though. Like, when I say that, like, phones need something new, you know? Like, there's nothing new. It's just a little, everything's just a little better. There's nothing new. I'm like, oh man, added.
So their iPhone in it?
Well, even iPhone, there's nothing new. Like, what could you put on a phone right now that would get you excited about it?
A sex toy.
Well, there was an article going around saying that the new Android, the new Google phone was going to have the Pornhub app on it already.
Okay.
Like built in, you know, the way Samsung phones do. It was going to have the Pornhub app. So there you go. It's as close as you're going to get.
I'm sure parents would love that.
Yeah, the new Google phone, it's the Pixel 4a, and it's $350 brand new. I was like, ooh.
Okay.
Might be switching over.
It's not as good as my 4-year-old phone, so.
No?
No.
But it's also a third of the price.
Yeah. And it looks cool, and it's all Google, so it doesn't have all the junk on it. It doesn't have all Samsung's junk on it or any other stuff. It's like the, you know, it's like what it's supposed to be, but. Anyways, good times. But yeah, drink local. Support your local places, your local restaurants, local beer. Do all that business. Support your local Rangers who are 3-6. Oh,
maybe not the Rangers.
Nope. But yeah, thanks everybody. We will see you next week.
See ya.